Shockingly, a wife who believed, "I was not myself, myself," in her everyday dutifulness, felt herself remade when her husband, coming home tight, split her lip and knuckled her neck to its proper angle, and was grateful for his remodeling. Yet the all-too-ordinary often slipped into something else. She was too deeply read in the myths and epics of Ireland for it to be otherwise. The life that was lived in a brick house could still have a visionary quality. In Night Feed, she noticed not only the rosy zipped sleeper, the hard suckling, the silt of milk left in the bottle, but the movements of earth and stars, and the long fall from grace as the feed ended. The stopping of the tumble dryer, like death, began to bury the room in white spaces. An old florin, brushed on a shelf, turned into a silver salmon. That everyday life was also not remote from history. But she preferred to call it the past, a place of shadows, fragments, defeats, rather than heroics. The Troubles appeared, through an ancient television set, as grey and greyer tears and moonlight-coloured funerals. Emigration to America was a woman in a Gansey coat on the deck of the Mary Bell, holding her half-dead baby to her. In Quarantine, the worst year of the famine, 1847, was encapsulated in a couple found frozen, he still carrying her, holding her feet against his breastbone to try to warm them.